with a message from God's Word, here's Charles Stanley.
When people go to apply for a job, one of the first things they ask is, what are the benefits? That is, what am I going to get for the labor that I give, and what about my future, and what about my future security, and so forth. And so they're interested in that, and there's nothing wrong with that. And oftentimes people are extremely interested in their financial security, in their temporal security, material security. But then when those people begin to think about other aspects of their life, for example, ask them, well, what about your eternal security? Are you interested in that? You see, there are two questions a person ought to ask when it comes to this whole issue of the gospel and being confronted with Christ and somebody inviting you to receive Jesus as your personal Savior. The first one is this. You have the right to ask this question. What are the benefits that come to me if I receive Jesus Christ as my Savior? That's question number one. And that's a good question. It's a legitimate question. If somebody says, well, you ought to receive Christ as your Savior, well, then if I do that, what are the benefits? But there's a second question that's just as important, and that is, what are the consequences if I don't receive Jesus Christ as my Savior? You ever thought about that one? What are the benefits? Because we'll tell you that your sins will be forgiven, your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that you're going to heaven when you die, that you're going to have an earthly resurrection, God will answer your prayers, and there's just so many wonderful benefits. But you need to ask the second question, that is, but if I don't, what are the consequences? And the consequences, my friend, if you're wise at all, will motivate you to consider very seriously the idea of attempting to live your life without Jesus Christ. Well, there are lots of benefits of being a believer. Once you've trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you learn to walk in wisdom, learn to walk wisely. There are many wonderful benefits to being a child of God. And I want you to turn, if you will, to this third chapter of the Proverbs. And I think almost all of our scriptures except one will be in the book of Proverbs. If you'll notice, beginning in verse 13 of the third chapter, he says, "How blessed is the man who finds wisdom, and the man who gains understanding. For its profit is better than the profit of silver, and its gain than fine gold. She's more precious than jewels. Nothing you desire compares with her." And personifying wisdom as a lady here. "Long life is in her right hand, in her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. She's a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who hold her fast." There is a tremendous number of benefits when a person chooses to walk wisely. Now, let's talk about what wisdom is for a moment. The Bible says that there is a wisdom of the world and there's a wisdom from above. That is God's wisdom. Man's wisdom is his way of looking at life and doing things in the light of his particular gifts and skills and so forth from an outlook of a fallen nature. That is, this is life and this is so-called wisdom without God. But then there is a godly wisdom. A wisdom that says, I'm able to see things and view things from God's viewpoint. I can see them the way He sees them. Therefore, I will interpret them the way He interprets them and respond to my circumstances and challenges in life on the basis of His principles. So, wisdom, godly wisdom, is the capacity to see things as God sees them and respond according to His principles. So, when a person says, well, what does it mean to walk wisely? A person is walking wisely when they are living out their life daily, in their thinking, in their perspective of things. They're seeing God and looking at things the way God sees them because they are interpreting their life on the basis of the principles of Scripture. And therefore, if I interpret those things around me on the basis of Scripture, then I'm going to be seeing things as God sees them, and I'm going to be walking wisely. So now, what are the benefits? And so there are a number of benefits, and let's begin with number one, and that is simply this. First benefit of walking wisely is that we gain in our knowledge of God. We gain in our knowledge of God. And when I think about so much of what he says in the Proverbs about knowing who God is and the knowledge of God, I want you to turn, if you will, to, let's look in chapter 2 and look in verse 5 and 6 here. He says in verse 4, he says, "If you seek her as silver, search for her as hidden treasure, then you will discern the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God." Now think about this. Our understanding of what life is all about is best viewed as the result of a knowledge of God. The more you and I know about God, that is, we know genuine truth about God, the better we're going to be able to interpret life. Because one of our greatest treasures, if not the greatest treasure we have, is the treasure of knowing God. That is, not only knowing about Him, but having a personal relationship with Him, which came as a result of receiving Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. Because the moment you did that, He opens your eyes, He enables you by the power of the Holy Spirit, which came to indwell you, to begin to see and to understand God from a whole different perspective. Therefore, one of the benefits of walking with His viewpoint, responding to life from His principles, is that you and I are able to see things better the way we know that they are. But likewise, we're able to perceive what God is like, because here's what happens. As we walk in His will and as we walk wisely, we become very observant of what's going on around us. And what happens is, we get up in the morning, for example, and we live out our day, we come to the end of the day, and if we're wise, here's what we'll do. We look back over the day and think about all the events of the day, the people we met, the things we faced, the things that maybe we feared to face, the questions we had, the doubts that may have risen, and we look back and see how God worked. Here's what He did here. His fingerprint was here. His footprint was here. He was there. He made the way here. He opened the door there. He convinced them of this over here. He made this possible. He gave me that. He strengthened me here. He enabled me here. He warned me over here. And so what happens? What happens is, you and I walk wisely. We learn something about God, how intricately and personally He is involved in every single facet of our life, every decision we make, every trial we face, every doubt, every fear. God is involved. Walking wisely equips us, because our knowledge of God becomes stronger and stronger. We gain continually in our knowledge. And the Bible says that a wise man stores up wisdom. A wise man is doing what? He's not doing what most people do. Most people just sort of live their lives. They go through the day, and they get to the end of the day, and they think about what they got to do tomorrow, and the next day, what they got to do the next day, the next day, the next day, the next day. And so what happens? They lose so much of wisdom that God would give them if they stopped to ask the question, now, how was God involved in this? How did He protect me here? What did He do here? You see, God wants us to see Him in everything. If I'm walking wisely, I'm going to be interpreting all of life from the perspective of God living on the inside of us and giving us direction through the principles of Scripture. So when you and I come to difficulty, hardship, pain, suffering, sickness, trials, things that really test and try us, if I'm walking wisely, I'm going to look at that from the perspective of the wisdom of God. And part of that says to me that my God, whom I have learned is in absolute control, is absolute in control of this circumstance, this situation. He allowed this for a specific purpose. He's got something good in mind, because He's an unconditional loving Father who only plans the best for us, provides the best for us, and engineers the circumstances of our life for good, because that's what Romans 8:28 is all about. So one of the first benefits of walking wisely is that we gain in our knowledge and understanding of God. And here's what will happen. The more you understand who God is, what He's like, the more you're going to understand how much He loves you. The more you're going to understand how much He desires the best for you and has provided the best and planned the best for you. The more you understand Him, the more you're going to love Him. The more you're going to want to be obedient to Him. The more you're going to want to worship Him and praise Him, because you begin to think the way God thinks. And you see, walking wisely says that you and I are beginning to think the way God thinks, because to walk wisely is to view life from the perspective which God sees it, which means that you and I will make decisions the world will not understand, because they're not looking from God's perspective. They're looking at what gratifies them, satisfies them, what pleases them, what brings them the most pleasure at this moment, the most security, and God wants us to see things from His perspective. Benefit number one, a deeper understanding and knowledge of God.